Look at you. You made it to the second day of creation. Before we uncover the magic of day two, answer me this. Who in your family likes to have things in order? Who is the person who likes the shoes organized by the door? Who wants the drawers in your dresser nice and tidy? Who wants all the socks to match? And who wants the forks, knives, and spoons all in their proper place? Well, God is in the business of getting organized as we journey into the week of creation. On day two, God takes all the water and makes a giant separation between sky and water. On this day, the earth experienced all the things associated with water and sky, like wind, clouds, and waves. Look up at the sky. What do you see? Are there big fluffy clouds or thin designs from a passing plane? I love when I stand on the beach. It looks like there is no separation at all between the water and the sky. It almost looks like they are kissing. And if I got in a boat and sailed for a few days, I might just see where they meet. But we could sail for weeks and we would never see that. God wanted them to be separate. We look up and wonder about all we cannot see or touch. We look down and splash around in the salty waves we can feel. On this day, God makes sure to make a big difference between what we see above and what we have down here. In other words, on the second day of creation, God created heaven and earth. The sky has always been a source of inspiration for poets, writers, and dreamers. There are a couple of ways we can think about the second day of creation. Look below to find some interactive games like cloud gazing or heaven and earth Coke and Pepsi game and others. While you travel to your next destination, click on the song Adama v'Shamayim, Earth and Sky.